Better than this, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this, guys? Being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Monday edition of the show. Kyle, welcome.
Great day at the betting slips, Joe.
Well, I did pretty good too. So tell them
both of us. We had a great, you know, our Thursday show. One of my good friends from home is a big betting guy, and I said, please tell me you listened to Draft Dudes on Thursday. You know, we had a great week. He said, no, I didn't. I said, well, shame on you. So he's promised me he's going to listen this Thursday. But Joe, I closed the gap this week, and you know how competitive I am as an individual.
So
and then
I'm
I go back and go back
six?
To think about the Florida-Tennessee pick.
Oh, God.
And I start playing the shoulda. I just got to listen to my heart because my heart told me Michigan was free money, too.
You shelled up after you got in the hole. You gained two games back, and now you're all boisterous.
No. I'm not being boisterous. Like, you were
plus eight.
Ten and eight?
I was 10 and eight this week.
On the week? Yeah, and I was 12 and six. So we both had positive weeks. I don't think either one of us has had a losing week yet.
No.
Again, top 25 against the spread. So, like, I'm fired up. It's great.
How'd you do with your – did you actually have any real cash on the line this weekend?
Yeah, of course. I went 1 for 4.
Oh, are you kidding?
That's how it always
me?
Works. I just need to put $10 down on every bet we talk about on the show and make a profit every week.
I went 4-3, and one of my losses was Alabama, Ole Miss. I'm hoping to make my money back when the drawing happens.
Yeah, so there's I've only gotten two betting slips from people, and you're one of them. So
I'm rooting for myself.
Right now you got a 50% chance. I promised it last week. I said if you make a bet up to $20 on mybookie.ag on the bet that I call free money when we do the show pick 'em on Thursdays, and it doesn't hit, send me your bet slips. We'll do this tomorrow, Joe. I said I wanted everybody's by, I think, noon on Mondays when I said I wanted the bet slips by.
Good news is this. It's unlikely this podcast will be released by noon. Maybe. It'll be close.
Oh,
and
for sure will.
Oh,
people
well,
have about a 30-minute window by the time
I'll be monitoring your mentions closely to make sure I'm still only 50-50 on that.
Okay. Well, Godspeed. Man of my word.
No doubt about it.
Joe, hold on.
Let's go.
You know what else I'm fired up about?
Yes, I do, but I'll let you tell people.
The people have asked for it, and now they have it. TDM merchandise is here.
Merch
is here. We are unveiling our first t-shirt design, and it's draft day every day, Joe, which is very fitting, right? It's always draft season.
Yeah, the people that are like, it's finally draft season.
Yeah,
what
the hell are you talking
about?
Where
you been for the last 365,
Welcome
bro?
Welcome back to reality. So the Draft Network is 100% dedicated to serving as football's 33rd front office, bringing you the most in-depth coverage relating to college football, the NFL, and of course, the intersection is the NFL draft. And we're excited to announce the launch of our TDN store, which we will continue to add new products to as we move forward. I've seen some of the designs already. And very excited. But as we said, our draft day, everyday dry fit shirt is first for all the draft nerds out there. If you use the code TDN20, we'll even knock $5 off the price. So you can visit thedraftnetwork.store today. And this is a limited time offer expiring Sunday night. So you have a week to get your $5 off. Again, use the code TDN20 at thedraftnetwork.store to get your first official draft day, everyday dry fit t-shirt.
Boom. Order it. Boom. Get yours.
Lock it in. Mine's already
20
in.
Bucks. I still have to do mine, but it'll happen as soon as I get done with the pot. If I get my 20 bucks, Kyle, I might order two.
Oh, wow.
You know?
One for the misses?
Yeah, I should probably do that.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, the weekend that was in football, Kyle. Where you want to start?
Let's start with the pros.
Man.
I want to start with the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Winning 12-10 over the Dallas Cowboys in New Orleans. Joe, I saw a stat last night. I don't know when.
Was it that Teddy Bridgewater's 2-0 was a starting quarterback for
no,
the Saints?
No, but that's stunning in its own right, considering the teams that they played.
Right.
I don't know when the time period started, but it's the last 13 undefeated teams to come into the Superdome are like 1-12.
Really? Where dreams go to die, huh? Jeez,
that's
man.
Eye-opening number, right?
How about that?
So shame on us for picking the Cowboys to win this game before the season started, which I think we had them undefeated coming into this game. But props to the Saints defensive front seven, right? Because that defensive line for New Orleans held Dallas in check. And I thought Dallas played little conservative. You kind of saw them get back to a lot of running on first down. They didn't really use Dak Prescott's legs at all as a threat to get out of the pocket. I just thought they played very vanilla, kind of played it close to the vest, and the Saints, to their credit, banged head with the Cowboys offensive line and had success in shutting them down.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott under 2 yards of carry.
Imagine thinking Zeke Elliott's an elite running back in the NFL.
Man, what a great job by the Saints front seven. I mean, Dallas gets 5 sacks in this game. I know one of them was because, the ball was snapped and nobody was ready. I played center in middle school for like a year, and I did that one time.
Robert Quinn was phenomenal last night.
He was, and he did get that one of those unblocked sacks. Where Teron Armstead just had no idea the ball was snapped. But, yeah, what do you have? 3 quarterback hits, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, a pass deflection. He looked like a young whippersnapper out there.
Wow, young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Teddy was never the most mobile guy, but I think that was the most eye-opening part of the game for me was Teddy can't move. Like, and it's understandable with the injury that he had to his leg, right?
He never was, though. Yeah.
There's several times where, like, Teddy feels the rush and he kind of moves to avoid it and kind of flushes the pocket. It's like, oh, okay, like, you can pick up a couple yards and slide or get out of bounds or just throw the ball away. And I have never seen daylight close so fast on a quarterback on the edge of my life.
Kyle, how about the 2-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Woo, 55 points, Joe.
Brother, there's 44 points scored in the fourth quarter of this game.
Yeah.
What a wild game.
That was probably the over for the whole game.
There was Goff has 68 passing attempts. Winston has 41. I mean, is that a record?
Yeah, I saw at some point in the fourth quarter of that game, the Rams had like 22 yards rushing.
And 11 for 28 against Tampa.
What?
11 rushes for 28 yards, man.
What's going on here?
Tampa Bay's playing hard. Big playability. Chris Godwin's a friggin' beast. He had 12 for 172 and 2 touchdowns. He was winning after the catch. He was winning at the catch points, getting open. Mike Evans completely dusted Marcus Peters, man. Marcus Peters has fallen off the ranks of good corners so fast. He's really been terrible. He doesn't tackle, and now he can't cover. And Shaq Barrett, dude. This guy's unbelievable. 9 sacks on the season? How many of those, like 3 strip sacks and interception? He single-handedly won like 2 or like both games, the Carolina game and this game. He had 3 sacks against Carolina, the big strip sack at the end of this game to win it. I mean, Shaq Barrett's the defensive player of the year through the first quarter of the season.
Hey, I thought, go ahead.
I was going to say, I thought like edge rush was going to be a real bad situation for Tampa this year. And then, you know, obviously they let Noah Spence go. And I'm like, oh my God, they got nothing. JPP, another medical situation. And freaking Shaq Barrett's the best pass rusher in the league right now.
You knew Shaq Barrett had a little something to him if you watched him come out
always
in the draft process back in 2014 and then kind of hidden for a little bit, right? And now he finally gets a chance to be the guy. And oh boy, is he the guy.
He's gonna get paid like 15 seasons. What's his contract gonna be? $20 million? This is gonna be unbelievable.
Now, how long is his contract with Tampa? Do you know?
It's up after this year. I think it's a 1-year deal.
Oh, he signed a 1-year deal?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm Tampa, I'm re-signing him right now.
He's gonna want everything you got.
Forget Patrick Peterson. I'll give him the extra. I think they got like $7 million in cap room.
Yeah.
I'll give him a $5 million signing bonus, and I'll lock him in going forward right now.
1 year, $4 million deal. He's 26.
Football. Well, that's not true. That's Patrick Mahomes. But
here's, I guess, if I'm Tampa, I have this mentality. Like, Shaq, you mean the most to us, right? Like, you were a good complimentary rusher in Denver. You had some flashes, but you're playing the best football of your life here, right? Like, this is where you need to continue and see if I can use that as a bargaining chip. But unbelievable, man.
And I'll pay him the $10 million a year.
Oh, you're going to pay him more than that.
Oh, listen, I'm going to try and start to pay him $10 million a year.
Dude's got 9 sacks in 4 games.
Yeah, he has been unbelievable. Joe, I don't know if you saw this, but the Browns won.
Yeah.
Which we were worried a little bit about the Browns.
Me more than you.
They took care of business against the Baltimore Ravens. 40 points scored in this football game. Did you see the Nick Chubb, like, 88-yard touchdown run?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Baker Mayfield on that?
Yeah, he was losing his mind.
Oh, man, that's they're back to having fun, staying focused, right? And I do think the personality balance is something we're going to have to monitor for Cleveland. I do think it's something that won't just happen to go away because they won against the Ravens in Baltimore. But they needed this game because their next three, they go on the road next week on Monday Night Football to play the undefeated 49ers who are coming off the bye. And then they're at home against the Seahawks, and then they have a bye, and then they play in Foxborough against Patriots. They absolutely positively needed this win. The good news, the second half of the schedule for the Browns, Joe. You ready?
Yep.
Broncos?
Yep.
Bills?
Yep.
It'll be a tough game. Bills have an elite defense. I'll give you that after yesterday's game. Trey Edmonds was phenomenal.
Good player, man.
It's Pats. Pittsburgh Steelers. You think that's a win?
Yeah.
On Thursday Night Football at home?
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins. You think that's a win?
Oh, that's going to be the hiccup.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah. Dub.
I don't want it. then they go into Pittsburgh and play the Steelers again.
Yeah. There's their run. There it is.
Cincinnati Bengals the following week.
Oh, wow. This is soft.
The week after that, the Arizona Cardinals.
They're going to win like 9 in a row.
Then they got the Ravens at home, and then they finish with the Cincinnati Bengals in week 17.
They might be favored to win every game the rest of the year.
You go Broncos, Bills, Steelers, Dolphins, Steelers, Bengals, Cardinals, Ravens, Bengals, your last 9 games.
Jeez, man.
That team should go 7-2 at the absolute worst in that stretch.
Have you had a long day at work? Tough day at school? Are you still stuck in the office? Treat yourself to the meal you deserve and have your favorite restaurants come to you with DoorDash. DoorDash connects you to your favorite restaurants in your city. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be delivered to you wherever you are. Not only is your favorite pizza joint already on DoorDash, but there are over 340,000 restaurants in 3,300 cities, so you might find a new restaurant too. With door-to-door delivery in 50 states and Canada, order from your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and the Cheesecake Factory. Don't worry about dinner. Let dinner come to you with DoorDash. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code LOCKEDON. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app from the App Store and enter promo code LOCKEDON. Again, promo code LOCKEDON for $5 off your first order from DoorDash. Kyle, let's move on here to the Carolina Panthers. This is,
how about it?
2-0 without Cam. Cam,
keep pounding, baby. Jesus,
man, he was killing this team. Like he came out this week that he was like hiding the severity of the injury, trying to play through it, couldn't let his fans down. Are you kidding me?
You watched that video?
No, I didn't watch it.
I did. It seems sincere.
Okay.
And it's a very Cam way to do it, right? Cam's always kind of beat to his own drum, and that's exactly what he said at the front. He lights up a cigar, and he's got a big old glass of red wine there, and he's like, listen, if I'm going to talk and then let this be like complete transparency and a bit of a venting session, then I want to be comfortable to do it. And this is how I'm comfortable. So this is where I'm at, and this is what we're doing.
Well, you know what? You cost your team two games. You started off 2 in a row at home. Yeah, the Thursday, it was the opener against the Rams, which was a winnable game, right? The Rams didn't play good in that game. And then you had the Bucks, you know, on Thursday Night Football right after. Two games at Bank of America Stadium to start the season. And you went out there and let your teammates down. Don't tell me they couldn't have went 1-1 with Kyle Allen, if not 2-0.
Oh, they beat the Bucks for sure.
Are you kidding me, Cam? Now this team goes on the road and beats Arizona and Houston? What did they get sacked? They sacked Watson 6 times? 10 QB hits?
Brian Burns edge one.
Well, there's no question, but he wasn't the main guy on Sunday. He only had a half sack.
I understand that, but he laid the wallop on Deshaun at the end of the game.
He did. This team is always – I know this sounds weird, right? Norv Turner's offense, even when it was humming last year, right, when the Panthers were 6-2 and Cam was completing, like, you know, the highest percentage of passes in his career, it was just about him getting the ball to playmakers, right? They scheme up throws so well. Misdirection, just creating space, manufactured looks, rub routes, all that stuff. It's all you got to do is get the ball out to these guys. And Cam was doing that fine. This is a quarterback-friendly system. I know that's weird for a Norv Turner offense because it's really evolved, but that's just the case. And that's how much Cam trying to play through injury limited this football team. Good defense, right? We talked about it. This isn't a team that needs to change everything. They just need to get somebody that can throw the football, and they've done that in Kyle Allen. And that could be a nice little value thing there. Obviously, you know, like, I don't know when Cam's going to be healthy or if he's ever going to be healthy again, but his contract's up after next year. And Kyle Allen certainly looks comfortable executing and playing good situational football, and if nothing else, not losing games. So
I think the biggest takeaway there, right, is we as draft analysts, we want to throw teams into the quarterback market. I don't think the Panthers are a team that has to be in the quarterback.
No, market. Especially because they're not going to be picking top, you know, they're not going to get one of the top guys.
Right. If they were without Cam and, you know, that now they're 0-4, and you're thinking, well, this team might be picking top five. Well, then you ask yourself, well, Justin Herbert's another big body who's mobile and can run a little bit with a big time arm. Does he make sense for Turner and the Panthers? But they're not going to be in that strategy.
The answer to that question is yes, but I mean, they're not going to be in that range. Let's talk about McCaffrey, brother. You know, this guy plays 100% of the snaps for Carolina. 37 touches yesterday, 27 carries, 10 catches. Like, I love it and I hate it. Like, is this irresponsible to an extent for Carolina? He's in his prime, right? Like, you want to maximize what he can do on this contract, all that type of stuff. But can we – I mean, they drafted Scarlett. Jordan Scarlett was the guy that – and they signed – like, Reggie Bonifant's their running back, too. No other running back carried the football in this game.
Yeah, but they shouldn't because the rest of their backs are bad. Like, stop making bad decisions with the backs that you're bringing onto the roster.
Get better backs.
Right. But at the same time – McCaffrey's special, man. Like, I remember when McCaffrey was coming out. You remember everybody said McCaffrey couldn't run between tackles?
Mitch Blair, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Sure thing. McCaffrey can do whatever you want him to do. He is an elite football player, and he's just reaffirmed it with the start that he's had for the Panthers this year and how critical he is to the Panthers' offense. No, I'm not going to turn my nose up at a guy who's going to average 5 yards a carry and catch 100 footballs for me the same season. It's crazy.
You just have to feel – it's not that he's – Kyle, he's playing every snap, every single snap. It's just unheard of.
When's he due to get paid?
He's drafted in what, 17? Right?
17, 18, 19.
Same year as Fournette.
Yeah, so this is the first year he'll be eligible for an extension this offseason.
Brother, I'm not showing up without a deal. I'm not for him.
Same thing with Mahomes. This is the first year Mahomes is eligible, and I heard, I think it was Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport, one of them dropped. The expectation is Mahomes is going to get a $200 million contract this offseason. And he's worth every penny, right? Yeah. Well, if I'm the Carolina Panthers and Christian McCaffrey decides, yeah, I'd prefer not to play my last 2 years on my rookie deal because I'm getting pennies on the dollar versus what you're getting. You have to pay him. Like, he should be a market setting contract at the running back position because he's not just a running back.
It's what he does without the ball. he plays every snap. It's unheard of in this economy. I don't want to talk about the Bills. What? Go ahead.
Question for you. I wasn't going to put you in that position.
Yeah, thank you.
Take the Dolphins out of the equation.
Always.
Who's the worst team in football?
Ooh. Jets.
The Jets?
Wait,
really?
Wait, that's what came. Redskins are bad. I don't, okay, let me think about this.
Yeah,
let's not
Washington be, got embarrassed by the Giants.
Yeah, and Haskins goes in, throws three picks against the Giants. Oh.
The Bengals.
Redskins, Bengals, Jets.
The Jets Broncos are 0-4 and continue to choke away football game. Like, this is a hard
soft.
Question. The Broncos Cardinals are winless and look super punchless.
Yes, so all of those teams. I got to pick one, don't
who's
I?
Who's the worst team in football? Yes, besides the Miami Dolphins, because they're historically bad so far.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think. If I had to play one of these teams at a neutral site, which one do I think my team would beat? You know, I would be the most.
Guaranteed. You're going to piss off a fan base. I just want to let you know ahead of time.
Yeah, I know. You have convictions about your answer, don't you?
No, I don't.
It's one of those teams. I don't know. To me, I always go, okay, who's got the worst quarterback? Washington. I'll go with Washington.
Who is the worst coach? That's the Jets, right?
The Jets. Yeah, the Jets have the worst coach.
So I think that's – now, here's my question. My other question for you is a good segue for us.
Okay.
Who's the best team in college football?
Ohio State.
I agree with you. Ohio State, to me, right now, is comfortably the best team in college football.
Yeah, it's Ohio State, Oklahoma, Alabama, concerned about the defense.
Alabama's linebackers are bad. I get they're both young. Both those inside guys are young, but they're not good right now. They need to play a lot better.
Bama's got to beat Auburn, LSU, Georgia, right?
Or Florida. I'm just trying to be respective of, Florida's top 10 team.
Right, yeah, I know.
They've got a better quarterback in Trask than what they started the year with.
I know. And I'm sort of a Gators fan, so I don't know. My college football allegiance is really confusing. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. But first, listen up, guys. I want to tell you about Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a service dedicated to bringing prescription treatments for men who don't like pills, don't want to go to the doctor's office, and want to have more confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, this just isn't for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a deal for you. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. We thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Now, Kyle, I felt like you wanted to get into college football here, and I hijacked it a little bit. What were you getting at?
We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. The Draft Network's new consensus top 10 for October is here.
It's out. Oh, wow.
I have it.
Okay.
Who do you think the top player is?
Chase Young.
You are correct. Who do you think number two is?
Jerry Jeudy.
No.
Tua.
Correct. And then Jerry is three. Who's number four?
Andrew Thomas.
Correct. Do you have the list at this point?
No, I swear to God, I don't. You know, I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar. So,
who is number five?
Grant Delpit. No.
Correct. You're good. Go with your
gut. Is it? Okay.
Okay. Betting and free money. Just go with the gut.
Okay.
That's five. Number six.
AJ Epinesa.
Correct. Number seven. Do not think you're going to get this one.
Really?
There's two kind of murky, right?
Yeah, but I know that me and Jordan both have a CUDA really high, but some of you guys are cowards.
I have him like I have him 20. Leave me alone. That's,
brother, he's checks every box now.
Brother, there's plenty of corners that check all the boxes in this year's class.
Yeah, not like Okuda does. The most fluid and athletic.
Dude, how about that ball skills he had against Nebraska laying flat on his back?
Both of them were great. That's
crazy.
Both of them are great. Okay, what number
seven?
Am I?
Silver, number seven.
CeeDee Lamb.
No.
It's not Okuda then. Really, this is Isaiah Simmons.
No.
I don't know. Herbert.
Henry Ruggs.
Oh, good choice. Good job.
Who put him at like fifth?
I had him. Me.
Did you? Was it you?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
We have Ruggs. I had Ruggs at 15. Ben has Ruggs at 10. Trevor has Ruggs at 9. Joe has Ruggs at 6. Jordan has Ruggs at 7. And Jonah has Ruggs at 11.
Okay.
There you go.
Have we heard about the severity of his injury yet?
No.
We need
fingers
to find
crossed.
Out.
Fingers yeah. crossed.
So the next one I would guess is Okuda.
Okuda is not in the top 10. Stop trying to make
what? Oh, I'm so sorry.
You don't know who to blame?
You for having him at 20. I have him like in my top 5.
I have him at 20. Ben has him at 22.
Oh, you guys got to warm up here.
Trevor has him at 8. Okuda. Joe's got
Jordan,
him at
Jordan has him, top...
him at 4.
Jordan, right.
Jordan's got him at 4.
Yep. Jonah.
Got him at 9.
Did my part.
I'm sorry. I don't think a top 20 ranking is disrespectful.
Why do you hate him, Kyle?
Shut up. Let's move on.
That'll be tomorrow, right? Yes. Why do you hate
him? Why do you hate so-and-so? You had him 13th on your board.
What's the rest? Give me the top 10. Cleanly read it off to me.
Chase Young, Tua Tagovailoa, yep. Jerry Jeudy, Andrew Thomas, Grant Delpit, AJ Epenesa, Henry Ruggs, Tristan Wirfs, Justin Herbert, CeeDee Lamb.
Who's 11?
I don't know. I only told you I had
just the top 10. All right. What you got next?
I was hoping you had something because I kind of came ready to rumble on best team college football, and you agree with me. So,
well, I guess let's go with that because Clemson's one loss. Clemson's not going to get in, right? They can't have any hiccups
unless they flip the switch and do like gangbusters the second half of the year. But if they drop a game, it needs to be first half of the year, and then they need to blow everybody out.
Well, okay, so the Pac-12's out. They're gone. They're not.
Color me stunned. I guess if Oregon finishes as a one-loss team and their only loss is to Auburn.
That's helpful. They'll need help.
They would need help. Absolutely right.
But so here's the point, right? So let's go back to the SEC. This is where it gets interesting. Alabama, I think we can all recognize there's a possible loss here.
Yes.
All right. So how does this – I mean, LSU, Auburn, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, right?
Yeah.
How do you differentiate like a one loss, one of those teams, right? Like there's so many scenarios here. What if Alabama does run the table, goes to the SEC championship, and then loses to Georgia, who has a hiccup against somebody else? Like
Florida. Loses to Florida,
right? And Florida can lose another game. Gets weird, man. Notre Dame's going to sit here and tell you, "Hey, look, only loss we have is in Athens."
Yeah. No, you had your chance last year.
We do this every year. It's so early. There's so much that has to happen, right? Let's look at Clemson's schedule. You tell me where the loss comes.
Okay.
Next game, they have a bye. So out of the bye, okay. Florida State.
They will beat
Mop
Florida
the floor
State.
With at Louisville.
They will beat Louisville.
Boston College at home.
They will beat Boston College at home.
Wofford at home.
They'll beat Wofford.
The Terriers.
They'll beat Wofford.
At North Carolina State.
Possible upset.
Really? This NC State team kind of sucks.
Keep going.
This is their toughest game. Versus Wake Forest. In Clemson.
Not in Clemson. They won't lose in home.
Right. So there's that. And then at South Carolina. End the year.
NC State overlook game. looking ahead to Wake Forest.
You think that's where it comes?
The road game ahead of the biggest game of the season.
They play in Columbia this year too. And I'll tell you, Will Muschamp is very sick of that conversation.
What, how he can't beat good teams?
Right, especially Clemson. The Clemson South Carolina, I don't know if you, living in the area, I can tell you that's a big rivalry. They hate each other.
I know it is. I know it is. But man, recruit better players and be a better coach. Well, I mean, that's what it comes down to. College football is weird, and teams lose games they're not supposed to every year. If just laying that out, I don't think they'll lose coming out of the bye to Florida State. I don't think Louisville's good enough. So then it becomes a reason of, okay, is there a trap anywhere that you can possibly smell coming? And that's the only place I see a logical trap.
Yeah. I disagree. About we had some prospects this week kind of wake up. I'll give you three names. First of all, CeeDee Lamb entered the game last week with nine catches on the season. All right. And just could not be stopped. Julian Okwara had four tackles entering that game. What do you have, three? Against sacks. Virginia? Yeah, two strip sacks. Just killing teams. Yep. Who's the other guy? Devonta Smith went out and had the greatest receiving day in the history of Alabama wide receivers.
Very impressive.
Very dominant.
Catching balls from my quarterback.
What do you know about Chuba Hubbard, man?
I know he rushed for almost 300 yards against Kansas State this weekend.
this guy has been Christian McCaffrey, the college football version of him. He's had like over 25 carries in four out of five games. The only one that he didn't was against they played like McNeese State or something like that.
Yeah. He's a fun player.
Really fast. Oh, this is his year. 128 rushes, 938 yards, 10 touchdowns, 7.3 yards per carry. Let me just get through this. Oregon State, 26 for 221 and three touchdowns. Tulsa, 32 for 256, three touchdowns. Texas, 37 for 121 and two touchdowns. Kansas State, 25 for 296 and a touchdown. Against McNeese State, he had eight rushes for 44 yards and a touchdown. I mean, if they didn't blow him out, right, and hey, he had more chances to touch the ball, this guy's over 1,000 yards in five games with 30 touches a game. Yep. Redshirt sophomore.
He's on pace to go for 2,000. And if he goes for 2,000, I'm out. As a running back, I want to maximize my shelf life.
And if redshirt.
You like this now as a redshirt sophomore, and you get 2,000 yards, brother, it's like ask Bryce Love.
Yeah,
your height will never get higher than right now. So if you're healthy at the end of the year, I endorse it, man, especially at the running back position.
6'1", 207, redshirt sophomore.
He's a fun player, too.
His hometown is Sherwood Park, and the state abbreviation is AB. Oh, is that Alabama? What's AB? Is it? I thought AL was Alabama.
AB.
Gotta look this up.
He's from Canada.
No way.
That's Alberta.
Alberta. Okay. Well, the Canadian man, A. Very good. Went to Oklahoma State.
Dude, that makes so much sense. I actually just had somebody this morning reach out to me and ask.
Yes, I deflected him. I'm sorry. That's probably my fault.
Hey, are you interested in coming on Sony's show to talk about Chuba Hubbard? And I'm that's kind of an odd request from, and it makes sense because he's from Alberta, Canada.
I got that same request and I passed the buck. Sorry about that.
Well, that's going to do it for us today here on the show. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Draft Dudes. Tomorrow is Takes on Takes. Hit us up with your hot takes at the Joe Marino and at Grinding the Tape. Hope you enjoyed the weekend that was in college football. You have anything you want to hear us talk about the rest of the week, just let me know. Kyle Crabb signing off with Joe Marino. Thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.